Hello.
Good morning. My name is Nikki.
Yeah.
I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the
Yes,
person who
ma'am.
requested this call? I need to
This
advise
is
you,
she.
this call has been recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I had went online to file for my unemployment, and they told me I had to call.
Yes, ma'am. You said you had went online, tried to file your unemployment, and it said
Yes,
that you
ma'am. It
had to
let
be
me
able to call
complete
this
it.
number.
Yes, ma'am. It
Yes,
let
ma'am, I
me
do.
complete it everything, but it told me I had to call.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize about that. Can I please have your social security number?
417-988-8676.
Yes, ma'am, that's going to be 417-988-8676.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
Debbie Garrett, 415-68, Fonby.
Did she go by any other name before she got married?
Garrett? No,
Yes,
she was a
ma'am.
Fonby before she got married.
When was the last time you filed your weekly?
Oh, we just, it's been a while. With this a new one because our last day at work was the 9th, and we don't go back until January the 5th.
Yes, ma'am. You said you don't go back to January the 5th. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I'm gonna ask you some questions. Have your name changed?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180
No.
days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Graduate.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you verify your driver's license state and your number?
Alabama 561-2552.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I feel that out. It was direct deposit. I don't have my information with me right now because I did it. I put it in online.
Okay, you said you don't have your banking information with you.
No.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want me to put you down for the benefits card, or you want me
No,
able to
ma'am.
give your? Okay. So, do you want to just give a call back with your banking information?
It did show the thing online complete.
No, ma'am. Your banking information is not going to be on here because of security purposes.
Oh man. Well, I'm gonna have to call back then because I ain't got my account information, none of that. Well, yes, yeah, I got let me see. Just send it to my savings account. Let me get you the route number and the account number.
Okay, you said to the savings.
Yeah, let me get you the route number right quick.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The round number is going to be to put it at Honda Federal Credit Union.
And what is that routing number?
322-275-746.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 322-275-746.
Yes.
And what is your account number?
760-18-19.
Okay, that's gonna be 7600-1819.
Yes.
Can you verify your mailing address for me?
1192 Draper Road, Talladega, Alabama, 35160.
Is your resident address, is it different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
256-368-7945.
Did you want me to go ahead and update your telephone number for you?
Yeah, you can. I had two on there.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your telephone number again? I do apologize about that.
256-368-7945.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 256-368-7945.
Uh-huh.
And what is your email address?
GarrettDebbie68@yahoo.com.
Okay, that's going to be GarrettDebbie68@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Your mailing address is 11. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can you give me that account number again that I gave you?
Okay, you said account number. Let me just go all the way back, okay? Just go back. Okay, the account number is 7600-1819. Is that correct?
7600-1819-18.
Okay, put the 18 at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Your mailing address is 1192 Draper Road, Talladega, Alabama, 35160.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. In which other foreign cities have you attended college? Is it Baltimore? Is it Corning? Is it Postville? Is it Saratoga Springs? Or is it none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? Is it 211A Caldwell Lane? Is it 2139 15th Avenue South? Is it 279 Jackson Trace Circle? Is it 4900 Freeway Drive? Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
279 Jackson Trace.
Okay, thank you. Which of the foreign vehicles have you ever owned or leased? Is it a 1986 Cadillac DeVille? Is it a 1987 Acura Legend? Is it a 1988 Winnie Bago Barcer? Is it a 1989 Oldsmobile Custom Cruiser? Or had never been associated with any of these vehicles?
86 Cadillac DeVille.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
A what now?
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
What is that?
A TRA is something like a trade.
No, I didn't.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
I went up there to the unemployment office, and I did some type of training with this man. He showed me, and he was telling me that I could take up a trade, but some type of classes or thing, but they weren't offering the class that I wanted.
Okay. Is that going to be yes or no?
Well, yes, you can put yes, I guess.
Yes, ma'am. Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim?
Yes.
When was the last day that you worked?
The 9/12/2022.
That's going to be December the 9th, 2022.
Uh-huh.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? 256-3?
No.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I'm physically able.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, I don't.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
January the 5th.
Okay, that's going to be on January the 5th, 2023.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or scheduled company shutdown for no? Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is your job title and description?
Supervisor.
Yes, ma'am. You said supervisor. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. With your job description, were you supervising and coordinating the activities of production and operating workers?
Yes.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Online. Yeah, online.
What is the name of your employer?
The one I work for now?
Yes, ma'am.
Thompson Hospitality.
Is that going to be Thompson Hospitality Services?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is your employer phone number?
Let me get that for you. Main office in Virginia.
Hold on a minute. 703-757-5500. Yes, ma'am. That's going to be 703-757-5500.
Yes.
What is your employment start date?
I think it was May the 2nd, 2022.
That's going to be on May the 2nd, 2022.
Yes.
When was the last day that you worked?
December the 9th.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be on December the 9th, 2022.
Yes.
What city and state that what was performed in?
Talladega, Alabama.
That's going to be in Talladega, Alabama.
Yes.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No. No.
Have you applied for a pension, or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
This is what, baby?
Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
Yes.
Why are you no longer working?
They laid off for the school shutdown.
Yes, ma'am. What's because of the lack of work? Or have you been laid
lack
off?
Of,
yes, ma'am.
No. Let me see. I tell you. We'll be laid off due to lack of work.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be because of lack of work?
Mm-hmm.
Did you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No.
Do you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yes, you can go ahead.
Your temporary PIN number is 7668.
Okay.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
7668.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. The following questions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into Alabama Works.
Okay.
.alabama.gov. /BossNet.
Slash what now?
BossNet, which is spelled V like in Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
OSNET/.
Okay. AlabamaWork.alabama.gov/BossNet/.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. And that's going to be for you to update your online resume.
Okay.
Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. An information bullet will be mailed to you. This will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to file an question listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
You too.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.